Good afternoon, folks. Carol and Evers. And after a delightful vacation, I'm sure glad that I'm back and have Caroline Allen with us. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you today?
We're great, dear.
Are you all rested?
I'm as rested as I'm going to get. We are very close to Christmas. We're seeing all these Christmas programs on the TV and so forth. And I wanted to take a minute in the very beginning and talk about a Christmas story that Mother Mary had given to me back in 2001. And it is extremely beautiful. It's on a website that people might not be familiar with. It's one of my websites. It's called cosmicconnections.com. And so it's cosmic, C-O-S-M-I-C, and then there is another C with connection. So there's two C's in there. Don't miss it. And what Mother Mary is talking about, one of the things that I wanted to bring up, is she is talking about this time of year, Caroline, there is a portal that opens into the next dimension, and there are many blessings that flow to Earth at this time. And what she is saying is these are blessings and gifts that the angelic hierarchy has gathered during the year. And it is this time of the year that they dispense these gifts. And she talks about how you can tap into this if you open up your heart to peace and harmony and love. And I think that is something that I wanted to pass along because it's so easy to get wrapped up in the concept of buying things for those that we love and wrapping presents and putting up Christmas trees, which are all wonderful things. But sometimes we might overlook some of these subtle things that happen during the year on the spiritual level. So, again, that website is cosmicconnections.com. Mother Mary also discusses how she was an Essene. You know, Mother Mary has discussed this several times with people who have called in on the conference calls and some of the other information that she has given to me, and we don't always think of her as an Essene, do we?
Oh, you know, actually, I do. Because she was really most a perfect example of their belief system.
Well, I think that's great that you know, you thought of her that way. I have to say that until she started giving me this information, I never quite thought of her as being an Essene because I thought of the Essenes as only being contemplative. That was a misunderstanding that I had. But that they were contemplative away from the world, so to speak. And she talks about being an Essene and how, well, in essence, they were rather severe in the kind of life that they led by way of dietary laws and how much they prayed and meditated, and that most, she says that most of all of her waking hours were focused upon spiritual pursuits. So I kind of thought that was interesting because she gives a little background of how she was prepared to be the mother.
That's awesome.
Yes, it really is. And there was another thing on that particular website. There is a section there called The Earth is Changing. And I have put together the timeline of the soul. In other words, from the time that we came to Earth. And it's interesting how much information there is about this, starting with Lemuria and Atlantis and bridging all the way up to today. So I think people would be interested in that, too, the timeline of the soul. So, Caroline, what have you been doing lately, dear? Before we get into that, I didn't mean to cut you off, and I know I did.
Excuse me.
I just wanted to extend an invitation to people who are listening, who might want a healing, to give us a call, 877-876-5227. And if you're located in Canada, our number there is 888-815-9756. Caroline, there might be some people who are new to this show. And if you'd be kind enough just to give perhaps a little overview as to what happens, how you work with God, with healing, to give these new listeners a concept of this incredibly remarkable and I would say beautiful method that we on Earth have access to now.
Well, I'll be glad to do that as long as you'll agree to explain about your Akashic record reading.
Well, that sounds like a good exchange.
Okay, because you didn't even mention those, and I think there are always some people out there who want
who aren't aware. Yeah.
Well, or who want a reading from the Akashic records and don't always have a chance to call in. So I'd like for them to also be able to have a chance to call in, talk to you and the cherubim, as well as asking me any sort of small question about healing that we can do on the radio.
Okay.
I am a Reiki master. I'm an ordained minister. I do a healing technique that I call healing with God's love, which is what he told me to call it, and I'm also a medical intuitive. What I do is I can see inside your spiritual body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your physical body, and see what's going on and what thing God may feel needs to be addressed at the particular time that you call me, or on the air if it isn't too complex. Sometimes healing is instantaneous. Sometimes it's like peeling an onion, and you have to go down layer by layer by layer until you get to the very core of the problem. So sometimes I have people that I talk to once, and they call me back and say, oh, I'm just doing great, thank you so much, and I never hear from them again. And then I have other people that we really have to peel the onion with to get down to all of the issues that need to be addressed and all of the physical ailments that they may have. I do work from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And my phone number is 540-586-2401.
That's marvelous. Something I want you to add to that, if you would, Caroline, because I think that this is very interesting. In other words, why does God need your services? And what I mean by that is explain why on this level we need somebody to observe what is happening by way of healing.
Well, I asked that question in a similar kind of situation. When I was first doing, I guess maybe 2 or 3 years into the healing work, one day I had seen something happen just immediately. And so I said, you know, God, I don't understand why you need me. You're the one who's doing the healing. I'm the one who is observing the healing and communicating with the person about what's taking place. But I don't really quite understand why you can't just do this too, because you can communicate with everybody and do if they'll listen. And he told me to go get the New Testament and to go into the New Testament and read all of the passages where Jesus had healed someone. So I did, and I read all those passages, and by the time I got about halfway through with it, I realized that in every case in which Jesus healed, there was a witness. And I went, aha, I've got it. You need a witness to the healing. So he had told me to call him back.
Have God's telephone number, huh?
Right. So I had, gone ahead and read all the other instances. And so I sat down again and said, okay, what I see that's similar in all of these instances is that Jesus always had a witness. And he usually asked, not always, but usually asked, do you believe? And I said, I haven't been asking people if they believed. I guess I was just presuming that if they called me, they believed. So, you know, I knew the healing work would take place. And he said, well, you can tell. Just ask me if you need to ask that question. And some people you'll need to ask it for, and some you won't. But he said, you're correct about the witnessing part. He said, in the dimension that you live on, nothing takes place actually without a witness. He said that story or that question about if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one around to hear it crash, does it make any noise? And he said, it's the same thing in this dimension. Caller, we'll get to you in just a minute. So he said, you are my witness in this dimension to the work. And as you witness it and tell the person what is happening, then the healing, they can accept the healing, accept the fact that it's taken place.
We'll continue with this, dear. Let us, caller, what is your name, please?
Hi, this is Joy.
Hi. Did you say Joyce or Joy?
Joy.
You
wonderful.
Did say Joy, right, J-O-Y?
Yes.
Wonderful name for this time of year.
Indeed. I love it.
Were you born in December?
Me? No, I was born in August.
Okay.
Getting ready for December.
Right.
What can we do for you, Joy?
I was listening to one of your past CDs that are available on your website of past meditations, of past your past conference calls, and I was doing one from April, which I think was Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, this is the first time I've ever been able to get through a meditation without falling asleep.
Good.
We know about that.
But then I, so this morning was the first time I got through kind of one of them. Towards the end of that particular conference call, there was a part of it where the cherubim came in and then Sophia came down. And
oh, yeah.
I started crying so bad. And this has happened to me before, that I think I have just so much pain from being disconnected from them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if there's a way to heal that, because I think that's why I'm having a lot of problems.
Ah.
You know, I just think that I'm so, you know, kind of overall just unhappy with life in general, because in essence, I really don't want to be here, because I miss my other loved ones so much that it hurts.
Joy, this might help. We're going to, after we discuss this, I'm going to see if Caroline is able to assist you with this. But let me tell you about a memory that I had. In this memory, it was of a time when we could trace vibration. In other words, it was an easy thing for us to trace a vibration and trace it all the way back to source in the center of the cosmos. We had that ability. And by following that vibration, we could pick up the feeling of love that Source was sending to us. And also, if we were contemplating an action, in other words, we had a choice, we were trying to decide which way to go in a situation, we could follow that vibration and, in a sense, from following that vibration with the thought that we had in mind of what we needed to do, we could ascertain what Source's blessing would be, which way to go. This was a period of time where we had a very close personal relationship with Source on an ongoing basis. And in Atlantis, I remember that ability being lost. It was like it was cut as humanity fell into the denser depths of vibration. And so we lost an awful lot. And that was one of the things that we lost. And when I remembered that, there was this intense sense of grieving. And I had this information on a tape that I could not stop listening to. It was like about 3 days that I kept listening to that over and over again. It was like I was in trance. I had to heal that in some fashion. So I think I understand what you're saying. It is a sense of this loss. But let me say this to you, Joy. We are coming to a period of time where these memories, these soul memories that we had, we're going to reconnect with them again. And one of the things that happens, that I'm sure you're aware of this, when we reincarnate into this lifetime, the memory banks that our soul has is very large. And we forget that as we come into the denser levels of vibration. But as we move back up through the vibratory rates until our soul is at a higher rate of vibration, we're going to remember these things again. So I'd like to throw that little bit of hope out to you so that you understand the direction that we are going. All of this is going to be healed. This is not only what some call the end times, but it is also a great time of healing. So feel comfortable in that Source is going to wipe away your tears of loss of this cut memory, and Source is welcoming us home again, dear Joy. Does that help?
Yeah.
Good. Caroline, is there anything that you can do to help Joy with removing some of the pain of loss that she is feeling?
Well, the information that I was getting while you were talking, Carolyn, was that one of the things that we all have to do, and this isn't just Joy, but it's every single one of us, we've got to go through and release our issues from this lifetime, from all other lifetimes, from our soulmate and our ancestor line. And as we do that and put in its place the love of God and the light of God, that then ourselves will be able to transmute into the light and love of God, and we will gradually, because it would be too difficult to do it all at once, our bodies couldn't stand the pressure, then we're going to be able to move into that time when we have personal access to God and the angelic hierarchy and where our spiritual gifts are going to start coming into play in a different kind of way than they do now. And it's just, it's really, there's no particular point at which you need to start this process, Joy, but, I do, I guess when I first started doing it, the first thing that I did was I was concerned about forgiveness. When I was in meditation, God told me to start there. He said, start with forgiveness, forgiving yourself, and forgiving other people. And as you do that process and you release people and you forgive them and they forgive you, you'll start seeing a real change in the way your healing work as well as other aspects of your life change. And so I did that, and I'm very visual. So what I did was get out a legal pad and just write down. And I just decided I was going to start at kindergarten or before. And I just asked to be shown who I needed to forgive and who needed to forgive me. And I was amazed at the fact that there were things from about the time that my brother was born, which was 2 years after I was born, that there were issues, and I would actually see faces. And sometimes I would get the name, and sometimes I wouldn't, and I didn't really consider that important, but I would forgive myself for anything that I had done to hurt that person. And then I would ask them to forgive me for anything that, or to forgive themselves for anything that they'd done, so that we had this two-way street where I was forgiving them and they were forgiving me. And I was pretty amazed. It actually took me about 4 or 5 days to do this process because the pictures of people just kept popping up, or a name would pop up, and I wasn't even really sure where, but it was like a progression through my entire life. And then God directed me to do the same kind of thing for my past lifetimes and my ancestors' past lifetimes. And so I did that each time, replacing everything that was pulled out with God's golden light and the white light of Christ energy, so that I was changing the cells and giving them more space to be able to accept the new things. And then he had me do anger and resentment and pain and suffering and fear. And I just went down the list, and I spent several months with most of my meditation time being this releasing process, so that I could move into a higher vibration, as Carolyn calls it, so that I could move into a place where my cells could really start changing. And I always would ask that the same thing be done in my ancestral family line. In my past lifetime, in my soulmate's lives, in their past lifetimes, in their ancestral line. And then I would ask that it also be done for any of my current family, friends, or enemies, because sometimes your family is soulmates, sometimes they're not. And you may have karma with somebody, but they may not be in your soul group. So I wanted to be sure that I was covering as many of those bases as I could. This sounds like, and probably is, a little bit too long-winded, but it really made a huge difference in my being able to connect better and more quickly. And I think if you do this process, which I know that many, many people are being told that that's one of the things we really need to be doing right now, so that we can move into higher dimensions and can actually accept and act with our spiritual gifts. Now, does that help any?
I did it for forgiveness, and it did take me quite a while to do that.
Forgiveness can be a toughie, can it?
Yeah, but the going down the list of anger and fear and suffering and that's a new idea for me.
Joy, I know that you have some of the CDs from the different meditations and the different conference calls. There's one in particular that I'm thinking of that was a conference call with Jesus where he brings down the energies from the angelic realm, which I'm wondering if you have that one. He said that was a very important one to meditate with also. Do you have that one?
Which month was that?
You know, I don't recall right now, but I tell you what, if you send me an email, I'll tell you what month that is, because that was one of the ones that was another one. There's like three of them that is very important. The one that you were talking about, I think, is important from Archangel Michael, but this one from Jesus is also very important. The reason that I say that is what he was sending down for us to join was the coming from a line where we are ascending to, and he suggested that we work with those energies. Send me an email at carolyn@carolynevers.com and tell me which ones that you have, and I'll look and check which one is the energy from the angelic realm.
Okay.
I think that would be a very helpful one to you also.
Okay.
Joy, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
We're delighted to hear from you.
Have a good day.
Blessings to you. I know you're working very hard.
I'm trying.
You are. You truly are working very hard.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And so for anyone else who would like to call in, the number is 877-876-5227. What I'll do now, since Caroline had an opportunity to talk about her work, we'll talk about the work that I do with the cherubim. Vibration is... Well, I guess we'll do that a little later. And your name, please.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann.
Oh, hi, Ruth Ann. How are you, dear?
I'm doing all right. I really appreciate you and Carolyn and being here today. I have a question. I've been practicing the meditations from your CDs. And, you know, when we do the conference calls, I always feel this tremendous energy. And
yes.
I do them alone. I usually don't. And every day I do the meditation of Archangel Michael's meditation to bring peace to Mother Earth. And I just wonder how effective I'm being, if I'm being effective in my meditations. You know, I guess I'm not seeing visions internally, and I'm just wondering maybe I have a block or something that's keeping me from...
Well, let's talk about this a little bit, Ruth Ann. Caroline has mentioned this in the past, too. We all have a method that seems to be stronger in our construction of whether we see, whether we hear, or whether we feel. Sometimes, whether we just intuit. You know, we have an intuition as to what we're feeling. So, If you're a person who maybe feels things strongly, you might not see something at first. So if you're, so let's talk about that a little bit. What seems to be your, where you might have emphasis with things? Are you a more, do you get information more through your feelings, through seeing things, through hearing things, or through,
well, through
your intuition?
Through hearing and through feeling. I
your
do.
Feeling.
I just, sometimes the meditation, so I really feel some energy. I feel like something is effective in the way I'm meditating. And then, but a lot of times I don't know if I'm being effective.
Well,
I don't know if I'm doing it right. I find myself
I don't think there is a wrong way. I would like to start out with that. First of all, I applaud you. I applaud you in your sincerity, your diligence for working with these meditations on a daily basis.
Oh, thank you.
Anyone who does this, who sets the time aside to be working with this in the daily, on a daily basis, is doing it right. There is, and I'd like to tell you that you're doing it right. And you are doing something that many people do not do. That is, you're putting aside a little bit of time every day, and you're working with this, and I applaud you for it. I think it's marvelous. So that being said, it seems to me from what you're telling me is that your first link up with spirit is through the feelings, through the emotions. And you'll find, as time goes on, that those things are going to be, your feelings are going to be getting stronger. This Rome wasn't built in a day, they said. You know, it takes time. And you've already connected through the emotions. Now, you might have more of an intuit these individuals who are coming. After you feel the feelings, you might have the sense. Like I have had some people say to me, well, gee, I sort of knew who was coming even before you said it. They got the idea. If one of the spiritual hierarchy came with a rose in their hand or a dove in their hand or had a gift, they kind of could tell what it, they didn't see it, but they had this intuition of what was coming next. So that might be the second way that you'll develop. And these other things will develop as time goes on. But, like I said, I applaud what you're doing. I think it's marvelous. This is what it was suggested to us, to work with these, and you are doing it. And, Ruthanne, what I can say, darling, is not only are you getting it, but you are being persistent. And what's going to come out of that is all of these gifts are going to grow. They're going to grow, dear. You're doing
okay,
it right.
Thanks. This is so encouraging. I really appreciate this. I just wanted to know that I was on the right track here and that I was accomplishing something.
Oh, you're accomplishing more than just something. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, don't go. I want you to stay there. Archangel Mikael has stepped in. He's telling me to tell you to put your consciousness in your heart center. So just take your consciousness now, Ruthanne,
yes,
and just put it in your heart center. Just breathe in and out, just gently, so that you can relax. Take a couple deep breaths. Forget that you are talking to me or anyone else. Just relax. Now he is saying, now that your consciousness is in your heart center, look deeply and see if you can see a flame there. There is a flame. What do you see?
I feel it, and I feel like I see it.
Well, that's
not the
fine
way I see it.
What do you think you see?
I see like a flame, like a beautiful single flame.
Okay, now look closely. What color is it?
It's white and gold and kind of pink on the end.
A little louder. I didn't hear you, dear.
It's white and then it turns gold and then a little pink on the end.
Yes. He is telling me that concentrate, you'll see the threefold flame, three different colors. Do you see any blue in there? This pale, almost aqua?
I believe I do.
It's almost like a braid. When you look at it, you know, you see a candle, and that's like one color. This is almost looks like a braid. You know in the hair how you have the three braids?
Mm-hmm.
It might start dividing for you. Just concentrate. He's sending you energy.
I certainly feel his energy and his love.
Good. He's sending it to you. Now he says, take your consciousness and put it in front of you as if it is outside of your body, right in front of the heart area. Just put your consciousness there. Just relax. He is holding his sword there for you to see. Do you see it?
He's holding...
The point is pointed up, the hilt is pointing down. He has that in front of you.
I sense the presence. I'm
and
not
that's
sure
fine.
I get a clear picture.
That is fine. He is suggesting that you look at the hilt or where you sense the hilt would be. In the middle of the hilt, there is a stone. Do you see or sense the stone?
Well, I'm seeing a stone.
Now, do you see the color?
Well, it looks violet.
Well, that would be a way of expressing it, sort of like violet or like this deep blue.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like a deep turquoise, not turquoise, I'm trying to think of the stone. I can't think of it. But it's like this deep bluish, and you might see some flecks of what looks like violet coming off of it.
Okay. I think I'm sensing this. I'm not getting a really...
It's okay. See, this is the first step. You know, we talked to Joy about this,
mm-hmm.
that it is a progression. In other words, you start out with these things. They don't come to you full-blown. Now, he is suggesting that you look at the top of the sword,
okay.
where the tip is.
Along the tip of the sword?
Yeah, that there is streaming white light coming off of the sword, and it is tinged in this blue. Do you see it or sense it or feel it?
I do feel it.
Yeah.
And I can imagine it. When I imagine it, I get... A visualization, but I don't know that I'm seeing it or if I'm just imagining it.
It does not matter, dear. This is the steps of progression. Now, he is suggesting that you put your consciousness right up at your right shoulder. Put your consciousness there. Got it there? Because he is placing his touch there. I'm sending you his energy.
Yes, I can feel it on my right side.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
So, my dear, do not doubt. Just keep working with the meditations.
All right.
And it'll get stronger.
All right. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Okay, dear.
Lovely. I feel very encouraged. Thank you, and thank you, Archangel Mikael and Carolyn.
Yes. Goodbye for now, dear.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, my friends, our number here is 877-876-5227. And just to let you know, the spiritual hierarchy, the angelic hierarchy, is just a thought away. They are that close to you. Reach out to them. They are reaching out to you.
And now tell everybody what you do, Carol.
Well, we sort of had a little demonstration, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I work with the cherubim in the center of the cosmos. We were talking about energy, vibration, which some people call the Akashic Records, which is like footprints of events in our life, emotions in our life, challenges in our life. And on a personal level, we hold these within our own physical within our own physical body, which we call the subtle bodies. But on many different levels, this energy will be right with you in a second, caller. These energies go all the way up to the center of the cosmos, to source, where the cherubim of the angelic realm hold all records of all time, space, all of our individual lives, and we have the blessing of being able to open these records and access this information for people. And for those who might want a reading, that is available at CarolynEvers.com. So, caller, your name, please.
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
You know. I think this is your family's calling me.
I think so. Our beautiful family.
Yes.
I can tell hearing your wonderful voices, all the beautiful energy in your voices. They are so lovely. To me, they are like the chiming of church bells. So, Maria, what can we do for you, dear?
Well, I was going to see if Caroline could help me just a little bit. As you know, I'm actually going for broke now. And
You're going for broke?
Yeah, I'm taking my first baby steps in actually this new life that I'm creating and in actually making myself a new career. And but, you know, it's like I'm working at it. I'm spending a lot of hours on it, but it's still like there's a piece of me delaying. So, of course, I'm a little scared, I guess. And so I like to see if I could get rid of whatever part of fear it is that is keeping me from acknowledging my own power, my own light, my own ability to do this. And, you know, that's what I need help with.
First of all, I would like to state, Maria, those beautiful words, you are creating your new life. What a beautiful statement. You know, to walk to that place where we are determined to create this new life, to walk into our mastery, how gorgeous. So, you're saying that you're having a little bit of fear, huh?
Yes. I've been working on it every day. You know, I've been clearing myself every day, and but there's still that little bit. So, you know, maybe you need that little thing to put you over the line there.
Yeah.
You know?
Caroline, is there something that you can do to assist Maria to help free her from some of the fear she's feeling in taking on her new life?
And may
yes.
I ask what your new life is?
Maria, did you hear Caroline?
I'm actually trying to change over to a career where I am actually doing what I came to do, and I'm making enough at doing that. And I've found several sources where I can do this and how to do it, but I keep delaying things so that maybe something that could have been done in 3 days is taking 10 days.
Okay, dear, what did you come to do? Let's tell Caroline what you came to do.
I want to get rid of the fear that is keeping me from fully acknowledging my power, and yes, I can do this, mm-hmm. and yes, I'm actually here to do this, and I can do it, and I have everything I need to do it, and it's like I 80% believe it, but I got to get to 100%.
Caroline, do you think there's a past life that's holding her back on this?
What I was seeing was really just more fear of just taking that first step of just stepping in and starting to do it.
Okay.
Almost more like stage fright, if
mm-hmm.
you want to
yes.
Call it that. And what you have to do to break that pattern is just do it. Do what it is that you feel you were called to come here to do. And if it means, like when I first started taking Reiki, about everybody that came to my door except the UPS man was put on the Reiki table and I started practicing. And
UPS man didn't make it there, huh?
Well, one of them did actually come about 6 months down the road. He got very excited and made an appointment and came back one Saturday morning, and
I
worked on him. But you really just have to step into it. It's almost like stepping through a doorway, and nobody can do it for you but you, and you have to make that step onto the threshold and then into the door. And as you do it, it gets easier and easier, and you don't have the fear because you've been doing it. And that's what I did. I just realized that even if there were things in my past that had prevented me from doing what I had come here to do, that it was me that needed to take that step into that doorway and through that door and just start doing it and see how it worked. I really wasn't sure what was going to happen or how it was going to happen. I just knew that if God had put me in the position of doing a certain thing, that it was my responsibility to do it. I don't see that you have any major blocks or anything like that. It's just a matter of just stepping in and doing it.
Yeah, I've been working on blocks for a long time, and I finally got to the point where I realized that the thing that will put it over the edge is to actually invest all of yourself into it and just go ahead and go for it.
Exactly.
And I feel like I'm almost there, and I'm like at the door, and I just got to take that one step. But, you know.
Good. Well, and I didn't, when I was doing this, I just decided that because of the fact that I knew that I was working with God and that God would not allow me to hurt someone else and the Reiki masters would change anything, which I did that wasn't quite the way they saw it, that I had to depend on them to keep me on the straight and narrow, if you want to call it that. And just have the faith that it was going to be there. And that's really all you need to do. You don't need to go anywhere and take any classes. You don't need, you just need to do what it is you feel you came here to do. You just need to start doing it.
Okay, thank you. That's...
Wait, don't go, Maria. There's something I want to add to this, darling.
Yes.
I want you to understand that God supports your work.
Yes, I feel so. Yes.
Okay. it is supported by God. You know, when you work with the light and you want to bring the light down to earth for some fashion, what we are in sense doing is creating heaven on earth. God is going to support that. And I think that you need to remind yourself of this now and then. You are not doing this alone. You are not alone.
Yeah, I get a lot of that. I am told that constantly, pretty much, you know, now.
Yeah. And we need to, you know, we need to think of this a little bit more. You have so many resources. You've got your guardian angel. You have your angels around you who, you know, other angels besides your guardian angel. You have a close connection to Archangel Michael. You are one of his light workers.
Yes.
With all of this going on around you, how could you fail?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's no way that you're going to fail. So
I'm cold because I got sort of meditation, you know, being on that. But,
yes, you've got to remind yourself that you are here about doing God's work, bringing heaven down to earth. Those of the spiritual hierarchy have the same interests that you do. They are not going to abandon you. You're not here working alone. But because you are in this dimension, it is up to you to make the movement, so to speak. You have to implement these things because you're here. I'm here. Like, it is our hands and feet that is actually putting these things into place. But the energies that you are using is inspiration that is being sent to you by God, and all of these other beings who are around are willing and desiring to help call them in, though. You know, we forget sometimes that we have all these resources, but this is a planet of the free will. They're not going to intrude upon us. So they are waiting to be called in and asked for their assistance.
Well, it took me a minute to remember, a while to remember.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, before I tried an attempt to this, but I didn't really look at what my real vision was, because all along, all these many years, my vision was of see a life where I just did what came and what was needed came. Enough. There was no, you have to have security nailed down and all that in that picture. And so that's why I didn't work last time. But this time I realized that, yeah, I get to choose. And what I have chosen is exactly that life where there is not like something nailed down that you can see, and you know,
mm-hmm.
but that you know you have, you know that you go there where it comes, and what is needed will come. And I actually got to the point that you get to choose that if that's what you want. And so I feel like, you know, that picture where there's a precipice and there's this soul throwing themselves down and there's God's hand to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's where I am right this minute.
Well, sweetheart, like I said, you have a close
no.
connection to Archangel Michael. Ask for his assistance to help bring the inspiration. And like Caroline said, just jump into the water.
I think I'm ready. And I'm,
of course you're ready.
You know,
we'll talk
I'm
to
doing
you.
It.
You're already.
I started already. But,
yes,
you know.
You're already on your way.
Anyway, but I saw everybody that was calling was the family, so I figured, okay, let me do this.
We're glad you thank called, God. Dear. Anytime.
All right, thank you so much. Thank
okay,
you, Caroline.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Folks, 877 877- 876-5227. If you have something that you wish to share, something that you want to ask about, believe it or not, we've already been an hour into this program. Can you believe it, Caroline? We're halfway through.
Wow.
And your name, caller.
Hi, Carolyn and Caroline. This is Nancy Sue.
This is like old home week, huh? What can we do for you, Nancy Sue?
I want to know if God can do a healing on me to bring back the light and the life in my life. I mean, I am just so totally exhausted that I feel the only way I can explain it is that my light's going out.
So the light stick has been turned off, huh?
Yeah.
We'll turn it back on, Nancy Sue.
What'd you say, Caroline?
Reach up there to the light switch and turn it back on.
I've been trying that. I'm doing my meditations. I'm listening to the tapes. I'm saying positive affirmations.
Okay, let's ask a question here. Now, when you say light, are you talking about energy? Are you talking about inspiration? Let's take a moment and define what you're feeling when you say this.
I'm talking about energy.
Okay, now, does this mean energy of going from day-to-day's activities, that kind of energy?
Yes.
Physical energy.
Yes. I believe if I had that, I'd have everything else.
Okay. Well, we always believe if we have one more thing, we'll have everything, don't we? Yeah, honey, just give me this one thing and everything is going to be okay. Now, this is physical energy. Are you depressed?
Well, I would say probably at this point, yes, because I've done everything I can do.
Okay, now, let's talk about the energies that are coming to this planet right now. They're tough, Nancy Sue. What would you say about that, Caroline? The energies that are coming to the planet, when your body is immersed in that, how do you feel?
Well, I'm pretty wiped out. I don't have any energy. And I think a lot of us are going through that right now because there is a very powerful energy coming through, and most of us are really pretty much struggling just to have the energy to get around each day. I see it with a lot of my clients that call, and I'm certainly that way. I just find that I'm requiring more sleep.
How about naps?
Naps, yep.
Yep.
Taking naps and sleeping longer at night and doing something and sitting down and resting for what I just did and thinking, okay, do I have enough energy to do the next thing? And I just feel like I can see energies coming in from out in the cosmos. And they are really coming in quickly, and they're very strong. And our bodies have been prepared for this energy to come by the other bursts of energy that we've got. But it doesn't mean that this one is really easy. It's not been. And I think we've got another full week of it before we start beginning to feel our energy levels coming back up.
Now, while we're talking about this, Caroline, do you see this in, like, the best word I can use is waves? It seems to me like they are circular, but they are, it's like a burst and then a little bit of a rest, a burst, a little bit of rest. Do you see this energy coming in like that?
Yes, that's one way to describe it, sure.
Okay, now, what I suspect that's happening, Nancy Sue, is you're going to work and you have X number of hours that you're putting in, and you don't really have the time to take a nap like Caroline and I might do if we're just exhausted and say, oh, can't get this one foot in front of the other. So we go to sleep early, take a nap, and I suspect that your schedule's running that you're not quite able to do that. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yes.
So when your body is feeling the need to rest, your daily routine is not necessarily giving you the opportunity to take the rest that you need at that moment.
Correct.
Now let me ask you another question, Nancy Sue. Are you feeling some, I want to use the word tingling, pressure, I guess tingling and pressure is probably the two best ways that I can describe it, around the top of your head, the crown chakra?
I have been.
Mm-hmm. Well, gee, Nancy Sue, where do you think that came from? Huh?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know.
Well, what I'm trying to say by that is kind of looking at self-diagnosis in a sense. When we start to feel these things, well, to me, this is an obvious sign. When you start feeling pressure or tingling, if you put your consciousness up into the crown chakra, when you feel this pressure or tingling, sometimes with me it's almost been painful. It's almost like you can see those petals around the crown chakra.
Well,
I've been experiencing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I put my consciousness up there, it feels like it gets stronger.
Mm-hmm. I think it sounds to me like what you're suffering from is what we might broadly classify as ascension symptoms.
This too shall pass.
So Caroline is saying perhaps another week. Is this what you're saying, Caroline?
For this round.
For this round. Oh, you're going to qualify what you're saying now, this round.
Well, this isn't the last time.
I know, and it seems like they ratchet it up a little bit more each time, don't they?
They do. When, you know, Nancy Sue, I'm struggling just like everybody else I talk to. And my healer and quite a few of the other clients that I have are struggling with the same sort of thing that you have as well. And I think it's not that the light's been turned off. What's happened is the light's being turned on brighter.
Okay.
And our ability to accept what's going on is just a matter of being patient and being patient with yourself, and acknowledging to yourself that you are in the process and this too shall pass. I can't give you an answer for something else to do that you're not already doing, because almost all of us are already doing all those things too.
Well, Nancy Sue knows Reiki. How about using a little bit of Reiki on yourself, Nancy Sue?
I've been doing that, and I feel nothing.
That's okay.
You feel nothing.
It doesn't matter whether you feel it or not.
Right.
Okay. It's happening.
Yeah, I haven't given up on that. I'm still doing it.
Well,
so.
do you also know about the MAP team?
Doesn't sound like it. Talk to her a little bit about it, Caroline.
Have you ever heard of the MAP team, Medical Assistance Program of the Great White Brotherhood?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I've been calling my MAP team on a very regular basis here and saying, okay, guys, I need somebody to be doing some work on me here. And I call them very much, you know, like at night or in the middle of the night, sometimes I'm having trouble sleeping, and I call them to come in and help me sleep and get the rest I need and to help my body adjust to what's happening. Because this hasn't been one of those easy processes to go through, I don't think.
Okay, so basically just go with the flow and
mm-hmm. There's something else I'd like to add to that, Nancy, is during these times when you feel when your body feels particularly stressed, take every opportunity that you can to rest or take a nap. Because what I think happens when you have a family, you have tendency to follow the same schedule all the time. Oh, my family needs me for this, they need for that. We got to clean the dishes up, got to make beds, whatever. When you're feeling this fatigue, take a nap.
Oh, I have been letting things slide.
Well, yeah, you're letting this slide, but I don't sense that you're taking your naps as this stuff is sliding either.
No, not napping, but I'm laying down and resting.
That's good. So try calling in the MAP team. Try and do a little bit of Reiki. Try to get some rest and
Carolyn,
go to bed a little earlier.
Carolyn, don't say try.
Yeah, she corrects
say,
me.
Say do it.
Do it.
Do it.
I stand corrected.
Okay. I will do it.
You are doing fine, Nancy Sue. You're suffering from the same ailment that we all are right now, and it's been going on for about 10 days. And sometimes it'll ease up after 10 days, but I've got a sense that it's going to go for another week.
Okay. That was my problem. Was there? I get better, and then all of a sudden, I'm right back to where I'm just totally exhausted again. So it's just the energy's coming in.
Yes, it is.
You're okay. and you know what? We are with you. We're in the same boat. We're not pedaling a bicycle someplace on shore. We're in the same boat with you. We sound like we're having a blast and we're really upbeat. Yeah, we are because we love Caroline and I love what we're doing, but. The thing is, what you don't know, what's going on behind the scenes, we're working with each other, we're working with our energy workers, we're doing all this stuff, we're resting, yeah, we even complain a little, don't we, Caroline?
Yes, we do. I occasionally will call Carol and say, okay, what's up today?
What's up with this?
Why? Are you doing so-and-so? And she'll say, oh, I feel so much better. You're doing that, too? I'm like, yeah, well, at least there are two of us. I'm sure there are a lot more out there.
Honey, we're rowing the same boat. You
definitely.
Just don't see our oars.
Well, thank you very much for the encouragement. I think
yeah.
that's probably what I needed to hear.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're not on the Titanic.
That's
we are
true.
Not going down.
Okay.
There's no icebergs.
Alrighty then. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just keep up the good work. Like Caroline says, you're doing great.
You're doing great.
Both of you.
Thank you and bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I guess it was time we let our secret out, Carol.
Oh, we didn't have a secret. You mean that we complain?
No.
We complain about the same things that everybody else is complaining about?
Well, yes, that we're going through the same sort of process that other people are
going
through, you know, because we don't really talk about ourselves on the radio station very often about what we're going through, and this is one of those times when we're really struggling along with everybody else.
We're in the same boat. We got an oar in our hand also. We're pulling the same load.
Actually, I think I have a rope in my hand, and I'm trying to pull myself to shore.
We have another caller who probably is in the same boat. Your name, please.
Hi, it's Rebecca, another member of your family. How are you guys?
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
This has just been wonderful with everybody calling in that I'm familiar with through your radio program.
Isn't it great?
It's wonderful.
It's family, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really wonderful. What I'm experiencing is I'm heading into a depression again, and I kind of need an energy boost to get some things done. I have taken your advice and started getting rid of stuff that has a negative energy from my marriage, and when I started doing that, I was sick for 3 days after just getting rid of a little bit. And so I'm wondering at all if you can kind of prop me up.
Might I suggest that when you're doing these things that you drink extra water?
Uh-huh.
Are you doing that?
Yeah, it's now to the point of not even doing them. It's almost just like staying in bed a lot and having no energy, and also forgetfulness, forgetting my wallet, forgetting where my keys are. My keys should be in my hand.
Oh, going to the club.
Well, were you listening to our discussion with Nancy Sue?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, we're all going through that right now.
Okay.
And it's not a depression you're getting ready to go into. It's a depression you're in. the energy is really intense, as you know, right
mm-hmm.
now. And it's causing all of us a lot of time out
mm-hmm.
So we can get some rest. And we just, I mean, I have got, just like everybody else, family full of activities and all of that sort of stuff going on now for the next month. And I don't really feel like I have time to lie on the sofa and take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really have much choice.
Mm-hmm.
If I have 30 minutes between reading, I'm pretty much going into the living room and looking at my half-dressed Christmas tree and lying down and going, oh, well, I guess I'll get to that sometime.
Uh-huh.
And taking a nap, because we really need to honor our bodies when we're going through this process. The change is dramatic in ourselves, and our bodies are really needing time to sort of catch up. It's like I tell my grandchildren sometimes, my oldest one, in fact, asked me this not too long ago. He said, when do we grow?
Uh-huh.
And I said, when you're sleeping is when you grow. And I said, that's pretty much a process. Of course, I didn't say this to him, but I said, this is a process that we're all going through right now as light workers and as people who are determined to be on our ascension path.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a path, and it's not a place where you cross the finish line and say, oh, yeah, this is it. I'm there.
Uh-huh.
It's going to continue to be a process. So I call in my MAP team. I do Reiki on myself. I talk to God about, okay. You know, tomorrow I'm going to have to be at that program at the elementary school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
see, now I've just gotten to the point I don't show up.
I love it. Hey, Rebecca, you're talking about forgetting things. Have you put your driver's license in a bag in a refrigerator yet?
Have I done what?
Put your driver's license in a bag and put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I put the meatloaf in the cupboard. The knife in the refrigerator, that kind of stuff. So
I am still trying to find my perfume. I cannot figure out what I did with it.
Maybe could you take a look and see if there's anything, though, that, I don't know, maybe my adrenal system or something might be a little weak.
Why did you choose that particular thing to ask about?
Okay.
Your adrenal system is fine.
Okay.
That's the other thing that's happening to almost everybody.
Okay.
And I haven't really brought that up on the radio program, but everybody's rushing off to the bathroom. just say, I release it, whatever it is, I release it, it's out of here. Just drinking a lot of water.
Okay.
And making sure that you are flushing all of the toxins that are being released, because this is one of the things that this energy is doing.
Okay.
It's releasing a lot of toxins that hadn't been released before. So, just don't worry about it. You're okay. If you went to the doctor or something, which most people don't really want to do, they wouldn't find anything.
Okay, just have the faith that my financial needs will be taken care of.
Right.
Okay. One thing I did want to tell you was, doing a lot of this clearing work, I've been able to lower my thyroid medicine.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah, and in the past I've listened to you also pull out negative energy from other people's thyroid and kind of have an affirmation about that. And I've been doing that, and it has helped me heal my thyroid.
That's awesome.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's totally awesome. It's totally awesome. So.
Yeah, I have had a couple of other clients who've been doing that and have gotten totally off their thyroid medication.
I know. That's my goal. And I have one other question. I tuned in a little late. What was the website that you were referring to at the beginning of the...
Oh, yes. Cosmic Connections. It's COSMIC.
Okay.
CONNECTIONS.com.
Uh-huh.
And Mother Mary, there's the Christmas story there, which really is beautiful, because Mother Mary talks about how she prepared for motherhood, we don't think necessarily always think about Mother Mary as preparing herself as a mother-to-be. She talks about that. She talks about the prophecies that she had studied.
Okay.
And some of the dietary things that she followed. And she made an interesting statement. We understood how love and compassion not only influence the individual, but also influence world events.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to see that, in the sense that the more light we bring down, it changes world events in the same way about, the darkness choices that we make, how that influences world events. So I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the section that's called The Earth is Changing,
okay,
there is the timeline of the soul, which I think is very interesting.
Okay.
There was a lot of research put together in going through the different periods of history and how the soul evolved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting site. I realize I don't have it connected to my site, CarolynEvers.com, but I will. I think the Christmas story by Mother Mary is really worth reading right now.
Okay.
Because this is the time of the year where the angels are releasing, she says a portal opens this time of the year into the next dimension,
mm-hmm,
and that there are blessings there that flow to the earth that the angelic hierarchy is releasing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lovely story.
Yeah, I heard something about being 12-12 on the 12th of this month.
What did you hear?
I had heard that it's going to be December 12th, that there's going to be a portal opening during that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... Anyway, I just love you guys, and it's been very lonely, and when I can listen to your show and hear the other people calling in, it just feels like it's soothing, because people in my outer world right now don't understand what's going on, which is fine, but it can be very lonely, so.
I went through that, Rebecca. I know what you're talking about. We're sort of like people who believe in the metaphysics aspect of life and the spiritual life. We're kind of like... at the crest of the wave, so to speak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it can be lonely when you don't have other people to confide in or to discuss these things. And yes, we're just delighted for you to call in and, listen to some of the archives.
Oh, yes, I do that. I do that. In fact, I'll listen to an archive and then I'll hear myself on it, not remembering that I talked on that show.
Oh, that's a hoot. Well, Caroline, you went through that also, didn't you, where you were doing the work and you didn't have people around you to share this with. Did you go through that?
Oh, yes, and particularly since I'm living in such a small town, there really aren't a lot of people that I can share things with. And it's been really awesome to have the telephone healing work, because I can share with people, you know, things that have gone on in my life or are going on, as well as they can share with me. And it's brought me some beautiful friendships.
And one last thing, have you thought about, like, doing some sort of, you know how people have Yahoo groups and stuff where people can connect that way? Have you ever thought of doing something like that?
Who are you talking to, Caroline or me?
Well, probably you, because you have the web pages and stuff that are up.
Well, Rebecca, people who join the conference calls, we have a what I would say is a core group, and then we do conference calls where we are connected to the spiritual hierarchy. But then we have a conference call where we do not necessarily. It's not under how shall we say someone in the spiritual hierarchy didn't call for that particular date. We get together and we discuss different issues, and that's really fascinating. And then if we need an answer from a master, I'll call a master in, but we share, you know, problems and thoughts and just get together and talk like we're talking on air. And it seems to be a core group that has come together to do this. So when we start up in January, Rebecca, give that some thought. You might wish to join that.
Okay, so excuse me, that's where I can get more fellowship by doing that. Okay.
Oh, really? Yes, you can.
Great, because people recommend church and stuff, and it's like, no, that ain't it. You know, I mean, they're sweet for doing that, but it just doesn't fit anymore. So.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that about fitting, because it seems like, you know, that is, I don't want to put it in this way, but it's following certain tenets of dogma. And what is happening today, if you are more involved with the metaphysical and more with going within and are starting to sense things and hear things in the spiritual realm, the dogma really doesn't feed the soul. And so as the individual, I think as the individual moves along and starts experiencing some of these spiritual gifts, you need to talk to people who are going through the same thing.
Right. Well, thank you very much, ladies, and it's been a real blessing talking to you.
Oh, we're glad talking
we're glad
to you, too.
Okay, take care.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Caroline, why don't you mention your phone number, and in case people want private time with you and a private reading.
Okay, my phone number is 540-586-2401, and I work from 9 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Daylight Time. No, Standard Time now, I'm sorry. And Carolyn, you?
My website, Carolyn, www.carolynevers.com, and that's carolynevers.com, has all of the many books that we have brought through from Spirit. There is, of course, the information that will on the telephone conferences will be starting up in January, and the readings from that we do of the Akashic Records. What we're starting now is we're putting
Caroline.
We'll be with you in a moment, caller. We're putting the information on a voice file and sending it to the people so that the individuals can actually feel the vibrations as they come from the realm of the cherubim. And your name, caller?
This is Lila.
Oh, hi, Lila.
Yeah, you were about to give the information about the where we can find Mother Mary's information about her preparing for birth, etc.
Oh, you will love that. It is my website, www.cosmic, C-O-S-M-I-C, connections, CONNECTIONS.com, and it is the Christmas story.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You will love that story.
I'm sure. Thank you. God bless.
You too.
God bless you too.
There is, folks, we have a half an hour. That's all that's left of this two-hour show. So if you have a question, you want to join in, you've got, you know, maybe just share some of the things that you're going through right now, or, you know, have questions about what is happening with energy, give us a call. We'd be glad to hear from you. Actually, love hearing from you. All of these voices of these beautiful souls that are out there. Now, I'm doing a show tomorrow. If you have, I have another show on Sunday that is an hour show. You might be interested in listening to it. I'm going to be taking a completely different direction tomorrow. And what the direction that I'm taking tomorrow is going to be, it has to do with finances. I haven't been one who has discussed money or finances, though I have experience in that particular field. What made me decide to talk about this is on November 29th, if you had seen this on the Internet, there was a run on Florida's local government investment pool, and it was because of the structured investments that they have there, which had to do with the subprime mortgage debt. And then, let me see, what date was this? On December the 5th, there was the state of Montana was having some of the same controversy. And so what we're going to talk about tomorrow is these investments. You know, if you have a mortgage and you're not concerned about what's going on with your mortgage, there are other ways that these particular things can have an influence in your life. And so I'm going to be discussing that and discussing where you could put your money that is going to be the safest place for emergencies. We're going to be talking about emergency funds and so forth. And even though this is very different from what I usually do, I do think being prepared financially is a spiritual concept that we need to apply in our lives, because we have the care of our family members that we have to be concerned about. And I was how shall we say, inspired to discuss this. Now, in many of the works, the spiritual hierarchy has been warning people to pay down debt. And the very first book that I did, Conversations with Caesar, it is one of the things that he discussed, that it would be necessary to start considering debt, start to pay down debt, and others after him have been discussing the same thing. So I think tomorrow, this will be a spiritual discussion from the standpoint of looking out for your family and doing what is necessary to protect yourself, even though the topic is money.
I think that's awesome, Carol. Now, I've not listened to your Sunday program, so tell me how one does that.
Well, we have money in a lot of different places.
No. How do you?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
We have money in a lot of different places,
right.
And we think that that everything is fine because we might have done a plan, and we might have retirement funds, and we might have a money market, we might have mutual funds, we might have stocks, but we don't realize how the subprime mortgage has been bundled and put in these different places. And we're going to be talking about money markets, which only invest in government paper, meaning there is nothing in these funds that can possibly have anything backed by subprime mortgage loans or any other kind of an investment that you might find in a money market. These are money markets that is just going to be in government paper. We're going to be talking about what is happening, with some of the banks and different companies, and we'll give you a list of where to find these. What this is Treasury only money funds, and we're going to talk about the Treasury money. In other words, if our Treasury can't back up their debt, then we are in a problem. And people have a money fund, but they might not realize that there is a difference between a regular money fund and a Treasury-only money fund, and that's what we're going to be discussing tomorrow.
Okay.
So
well,
we have a caller on the phone.
Oh, we do? Okay.
I thought I heard a beep, did I?
Somebody on?
Well,
I
maybe
don't think so.
They weren't. I thought I heard a beep. Okay.
Well, now, what I really wanted to know was, for people who don't know what time your program is or whether you're talking about going to BBS Radio and getting on the program.
We'll be at
listen.
BBS Radio at 4 o'clock, just like we're at 4. We started here at 4, 4 Eastern.
Okay. All right, well, that's what I was
Yeah, thinking. People can tune in 4 Eastern. This is going to be our topic, and see, I've been watching this derivative market for a long time, even before we became involved with the mortgage situation, and realized that it was a problem. Sooner or later, I figured it was going to bite us, and we're starting to see as I believe, the tip of the iceberg with all of this unwinding, and I think it's going to be very important for people to have some money in a Treasury-only money fund. You'll be able to write checks out on it, but it will be, as I believe, one of the most secure places that you can put money today, only from the point of view that if the Treasury can't back up their debt, we're in a real problem. But I see that as a safe place to have some money for our emergency fund.
Okay, interesting.
Yes,
good.
And we'll give people information as to where to find the list of all of the Treasury only money funds. And if you already have a money fund, they might not even be listing how much of this mortgage money is involved in the fund, and sometimes you have to call the fund to find out.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm so glad you're doing that.
I felt inspired to have a show on that because I'm so aware of the debt that people have become involved with. And, you know, some people are thinking, they're listening to what the government is saying and what corporations are saying, that you have to go out and spend to keep the economy going. And I was watching the news, and this was right after Thanksgiving when the Christmas season started, and this woman came out of the store with these shopping bags and came out from a rather pricey store and said she spent a whole lot more money than what she had made, but she was helping to keep the economy afloat. I
really?
Was fell off the chair when I heard her say that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Wow.
So the brainwashing goes deep.
Oh, it certainly does. Oh, well, I'm delighted because I know your expertise in this field, and I'm just delighted that you're going to share with the rest of us.
Well, it's been something that has really been on my mind. And, you know, Thanksgiving with Black Friday, it's one of those words that I cannot stand.
Me either.
And where it came from is that the stores hope there'll be enough money coming in to take them out of the red into the black, and that's why they call that Black Friday.
Right.
My daughter said she had never heard of that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Black Friday.
Oh.
So that's,
well, I've
that's
been hearing that for years, and I knew what it meant.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have that kind of mentality, I guess.
And then they started the day after that, this was going to be, or that Monday, this was going to be sort of like the Black Friday for the Internet. So you could, people could go to work and get on the Internet and place all their orders.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, I'm going to be delighted to listen to that tomorrow afternoon.
Well, that would be great, dear. So we kind of have covered a lot of our topics today. Friends and folks out there, you have maybe 20 minutes if you want to call in, join in the conversation. It's 877-876-5227. And if you happen to be in Canada, looking down on our great country, it is 888-815-9756. Give us a buzz. You only have, well, a little less than 20 minutes now, maybe 15. We're here, and then we'll be gone for 2 weeks.
Exactly. And by then, I hope that we will all be well ready for the holidays.
Yes.
Because that won't be but a few days before.
I know. It is interesting how this year has gone by, isn't it?
I tell you what. It's amazing.
Let's talk about your practice for a moment, Caroline. The people that you are working with, are a lot of these people calling in because they have what we were calling ascension symptoms?
Quite a few of them are doing that, yes. That's why I really was choosing to address that subject the way I did today, because I've got quite a few people that are calling in about that. And, of course, I always have some people that are just calling for, you know, some sort of, sometimes it's just a tune-up, and sometimes they have a specific physical or emotional or mental problem that they really need to have some work done with.
So with regards to what we would be calling ascension symptoms, we were talking about fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
What other symptoms might we add to that with regards to the people that you have been working with?
A lot of people are struggling to have enough energy to complete normal tasks.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it.
Okay. They're also struggling. Some of them are struggling to walk. They feel like they're having trouble putting one foot in front of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also having several people this past week who've been concerned about feeling like their heart was racing.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were having heart palpitations or some sort of problem with their heart, and their hearts are fine. And
what do you attribute that to?
I think it's the body struggling to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about there being anything wrong with the vascular system or the heart itself, because there isn't anything there that anybody would find. In fact, I had one woman call me after she'd taken a stress test, and she said, "I passed the stress test." I said, "Hooray!" And she said, "I didn't think I would pass it. I really thought, you know," she said, "I know I talked to you, and you said my heart was fine, but," she said, you know, I just really felt like I had to go take the stress test. And I said, well, I think when you feel that way, you do need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, there are things that you do need to turn to traditional medicine for, particularly if you're going to stress out about something.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, one of the things that Archangel Mikael had discussed with me, because I was complaining about the so many of the things that I was struggling through, and this might also apply to others, I'm not sure, but I thought I'd mention it because I think it's interesting. He was saying that the soul had moved up in its vibrations, and then the body has to catch up with it. And so there was, like you're talking about, struggling physically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of thought that was an interesting explanation to help people, to help me at least understand, because I could understand that. If my soul is moving up to a higher level, my body has to catch up with it, so there has to be some sort of integration between the two, the body and the soul.
Absolutely, and you don't want the body to lag behind too far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you do choose to accept, or at least I do, I choose to accept the change in the energy in my body for that temporary time when I just am not going to be able to do as much as I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think some of it is that we need sometimes, excuse me, I've got hiccups. Oh, that was going to be a big one. I mean, you choked that one down. We just need some reassurance that we're all going through this process together, even though we're separate. You know, we feel separate still. We're still all one, and we're going through this process. And we really just need to say, okay, I accept this, and I know that, you know, this is going to make what comes next better. And that's the way I choose to look at it, that some aspect of who I am will be increased. And that's what's important to me.
Something that I learned along those lines is, at least in my case, and I don't know if other people are having any similar issue, but the self can hold fear, too, on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was explained to me that as the physical is rising in the vibration, that in times past, when the body got to that point, it was near death in the sense that it is moving over a division, over a line. And that one of the things that was suggested to me is that I assure my body that it is safe, that everything is safe, everything is normal, and we are moving along on a path that is going to bring us happiness. And that helped me.
Oh, I think that helps a lot to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I learned, you know, when I had my heart surgery, I learned how important it is to talk to yourself and explain to them what's going on, because sometimes they don't really understand what's going on. And I find it's more efficacious to talk out loud to them, not just to have the mental intention of telling them what's going on. But I found when the doctor said to me, you have bad genes, I went, whoops, wait a minute here. No. I don't have bad genes. Nope, I disagree with that. And I knew I had to say it out loud because it had been said out loud to myself, to my genes. So I realized that I had to. And I'm a really strong believer in talking to myself on a daily basis, and sometimes on an hourly basis,
mm-hmm.
depending on how I feel. And you also need to realize, and maybe you were going into this, that the atomic and subatomic part of each individual cell also hears what's said and also responds. So you need to be letting the entire structure of each individual cell hear that it's doing a great job. It's really moving forward, and it's releasing things and opening up more space for God's light to come in and God's love to come in. And it needs to be reassured as much as we humans feel that need to be mentally reassured. The cells need to be reassured.
You know, speaking along these lines, I'd like to add something else that I think is vitally important. If you watch television or the news, you're always going to hear these drug advertisements.
Oh, yeah.
And it is for the heart, for diabetes. I mean, you go through the whole list. You hear all of these diseases and all the drugs you need to take. And I started, I realized, you know, when you hear this on television, your body is hearing it also.
Right.
And when I hear one of these commercials, I say, this does not apply to us. Doesn't apply to us.
That doesn't apply to me. And the other thing I do is I hit the mute button. I'm sure that would drive the pharmaceutical companies crazy. But as soon as one of those things come on, I hit the mute button. And I'm not a big TV watcher, but I do watch the news once a day, so I have some sense of what's going on in the world. And I mute that stuff right out of there because I do not choose for my body to hear that.
No, doesn't apply to me, applies
no.
to others, never
right.
us.
Right, exactly. I agree with you completely. That's a very good thing for everybody to, I think, be aware of and to do. You know, and I do the same thing, Carolyn. And somebody said to me not too long ago, said, amazing to me that you never have a bruise. And I said, you know, if I bump into something, I put my hand on that spot and say, excuse me, did not mean to run into that. It was just an accident. We don't need to react to this.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
And we don't. We don't get a bruise when we have that kind of a response. Our body is a wonderful machine. But it does need to have encouragement, and it does need to know that it's doing a good job, and it needs to know that you're doing this, like, say, eating. You're eating because you want yourself to be healthy.
Oh, Caroline, we don't have much time, and something I really do want us to discuss since we're talking along this line. And that is because our body is changing, our cells are changing, our food requirements are changing.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about muscle testing for the foods we're eating.
That's a wonderful thing to do.
We only have 5 minutes, darling.
It really makes a huge difference to muscle tests. And if people don't know how to muscle test, there are certainly things that books, that can show you
how. Do a quick thing on how you muscle test.
Okay. The way I muscle test is you stand up, put your arms down at the side, and you face north. Now, you have to be hydrated for muscle testing to be true.
Explain that. Like, drink a little water,
right? You have to drink water. The more water you've been drinking during the day, the more true your muscle testing going to be. Okay, so you muscle test by facing north, and you say, the first thing I do is say, I am a man. And if my body goes forward strongly or backward strongly, that is no. Okay, because I'm a woman. Then I say, I am a woman. And your body will automatically lean in the other direction. Okay? Then I usually further test it by saying, am I hydrated enough? And I'll get a yes or no. You can rub over your kidneys, which are right above your waist, right at the maybe 2 to 4 inches in on the side of your back. You can rub your kidneys, and that sometimes will hydrate you if you've got enough water in the system already. But then you just put whatever it is in your hand, or you can put a piece of paper in your hand that has the word on it, or you can just say whatever it is. And you do it in your left hand, because your left hand is your receiving hand, your right hand is your giving hand. And that's true even if you are left-handed, okay? The body's still set up to receive in your left hand. So in other words, say almonds, okay? I put an almond in my hand, and I'm facing north, and I say, am I allergic to almonds? And I either go in the direction of no, or I feel like I'm going to fall over backwards to yes. And so I go, oh, don't think I'm eating that.
Now, so, before we go on, just explain why the body does this.
The body just knows. I don't know how to explain.
Well, it's just, it's innate. You answered this before. This wasn't a trick question. It's the body has an innate knowledge as to what is beneficial or what is a hindrance to it. And it is the innate intelligence of the body. That's all I wanted you to,
okay,
to mention.
Well, it is the innate intelligence of your body. I do it in health food stores. I do it in the grocery store. I do it with a menu in a restaurant. I put my pointer finger of my left hand onto an item if I'm thinking about ordering it, and I say, is this what my body needs to eat tonight or this morning or whatever? And I can feel my body moving forward or backward even if I'm sitting down. So I'm getting that yes or no answer.
We have 1 minute, darling. And so I know I'm interrupting you. Don't mean to,
okay,
but I'm watching the time here. And so I would like to say also to the people, do it with your supplements, you know, the vitamins that you're taking. This is the time because the body's changing. Real quick, Caroline, give your number again. We have half a minute.
My number is 540-586-2401. And yours, Carolyn?
And Carolyn Evers' website is www.carolynevers.com, and that's CarolynEvers.com. So for the next 2 weeks, we bid you adieu.
We do. And a wonderful 2 weeks to get ready for the holidays.
Tune in tomorrow, folks. Talk to you then.
Okay, thanks, Carolyn.
Okay, bye.
Bye.